This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Election for the Speaker of the House of Representatives taking place on January 26th. Deputy Speaker of the House Sivamaya Tumbahampe resigns from the post. And US President Donald Trump's lawyers demand the Senate to scrap the impeachment charges. Now the news in detail. Election for the Speaker of the House of Representatives has been scheduled for January 26th. The senior-most member at the House of Representatives, Mahanta Thakur, chaired the second session of the House meeting yesterday and directed the General Secretary of Federal Parliament Secretariat, Manohar Prasad Patrai, to make necessary preparations for the Speaker's election. Earlier, the House session chair, Thakur, read out the resignation letter of Deputy Speaker Dr. Sivamaya Tumbahampe in the meeting. According to the election schedule, the filing of nominations to the post of the Speaker will begin at 11 a.m. and will conclude at 2 p.m. today. The final list of the candidates will be published at 2:30 today itself. Meanwhile, Deputy Speaker of the Parliament, Dr. Sivamaya Tumbahampe, tendered her resignation from the post yesterday following the finalization of the candidate for the House Speaker. Talking to journalists at Parliament Building at New Baneshwar in Kathmandu immediately after announcing her resignation from the post, Dr. Tumbahampe said that she made the move to pave the way for the election of the Speaker after the Communist Party asked her to vacate the post. She asserted that she had been leading the House of Representatives with the rights enshrined by the Constitution since the post of the Speaker was made vacant on October 1st last year. Members of the Legislation Management Committee of the National Assembly have agreed to remove the provision relating to punishment in the proposed Nepal Media Council Bill. The lawmakers made the agreement during the clause-wise discussion over the bill yesterday. Committee Chair Parshuram Meghi Gurung said the council was a regulatory body and it would oversee whether the code of the conduct was implemented or not. The committee is in the final phase to prepare its report by incorporating the comments from those proposing amendments and the government. Earlier, the officials of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology had asked the National Assembly members not to construe the issue in a different way since the bill was unveiled aiming at making the press responsible and accountable. National Assembly has unanimously passed the Federal, State and Local Level Interrelation Management Bill. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiora presented the bill on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday. The meeting also decided to send the Policy Research Foundation Bill to the Legislation Management Committee for close-wise discussions. Finance Minister Dr. Khatiora had presented a proposal seeking to send the bill to the Legislation Management Committee for close-wise deliberation. The National Assembly will next meet at 1 p.m. on January 28th. Lawmakers have drawn the government's attention to the need of developing the industry sector, which is considered the primary basis for the country's economic prosperity. Speaking in the special hour during the session of the National Assembly yesterday, Communist Party lawmaker Chanda Chapagai drew the government's attention to bring back the closed industries into operation as soon as possible to strengthen the country's economy. Another Communist Party lawmaker, Hari Charan Sivakoti, said the government should pay attention to giving affiliation to the hospitals that have come into operation by constructing the necessary infrastructures with the aim of teaching medical science. Search operation has been ongoing to find 4 Korean and 3 Nepali tourists missing in the avalanche that occurred near the Annapurna base camp. According to the District Administration Office, Kaski, special instrument RECO device is being used to find those missing in the avalanche. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Bhattarai has vowed to ensure complete security for foreign tourists visiting Nepal. Speaking at a program organized by National Photojournalist Forum in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bhattarai said the government had the capacity to rescue tourists in case of any natural disaster or emergency. On the occasion, Tourism Minister Bhattarai said the government had been forwarding the quality enhancement work of the physical infrastructures for the success of Visit Nepal Year 2020. Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Dr. Prakash Sharad Mahat has said foreign aid and assistance capable of addressing the nation's needs and interests should be accepted. In his address to the press meet organized by Nepal Press Union Kaski yesterday, opposition party leader Mahat claimed the Millennium Challenge Corporation would serve the national interest and that was why Nepali Congress had been supporting it. He said that being able to secure the nation's necessities and interest from the bilateral relations was the main theme of nation's foreign policy. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हाँ त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Sri Lanka's president has acknowledged for the first time that more than 20,000 people who disappeared during the country's civil war are dead. Gotabaya Rajapakse made the remarks in a meeting with a UN envoy in the capital Colombo. Sri Lanka's president's office in a statement said steps would be taken to issue death certificates for those missing. Hundreds of families of the missing have been attending rallies demanding to know where their loved ones are. The Sri Lankan army defeated Tamil Tiger rebels in May 2009 after 26 years of bloody conflict. The war divided Sri Lanka along ethnic lines, pitting the majority Buddhist Sinhalese-dominated government against Tamil rebels who wanted a separate state. The fighting killed an estimated 100,000 people and left about 20,000, mostly Tamils, missing. The number of people infected with the new virus in China tripled over the weekend with the outbreak spreading from Wuhan to other major cities. There are now more than 200 cases, mostly in Wuhan, though the respiratory illness has also been detected in Beijing, Shanghai and Shenzhen. 3 people have died. Japan, Thailand and South Korea have reported cases. China confirmed the new strain of coronavirus, which causes a type of pneumonia, can pass from person to person. The sharp rise comes as millions of Chinese prepare to travel for Lunar New Year holidays. Although the outbreak is believed to have originated from a market, officials and scientists are yet to determine exactly how it has been spreading. U.S. President Donald Trump's legal team, representing him at his impeachment trial, has demanded that he should be immediately acquitted by the Senate. In a brief submitted on Monday, they called the impeachment a dangerous perversion of the Constitution. Meanwhile, House impeachment managers submitted their own brief saying President Trump engaged in corrupt conduct to cheat in the next election. Impeachment hearings will begin on Tuesday at 1 p.m. local time. Trump is charged with abusing his presidential power by asking Ukraine to investigate Democratic political rival Joe Biden and of obstructing Congress as it looked into his conduct. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places of the western region. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 17.2 degrees Celsius and minimum of 2.8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Election for the Speaker of the House of Representatives taking place on January 26th. Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives Sivamaya Tumbahampe resigns from the post. And U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers demand the Senate to scrap the impeachment charges. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.